Welcome to Release Your Wings. We're in a special series called Experiencing God. Tonight's topic is experiencing God as parent. So, Shireen, good to see you.
Good to see you, Dan.
By the way, this is Shireen Chadha, and I'm Dan Bagley doing the interview with her. Experiencing God as parent. Now, in Christianity, God as the Father is very commonly used. Is that the same with the BKs?
Both mother and father.
Both mother and father.
First mother and then father.
Oh, mother comes ahead of father,
yes,
really.
Yes.
So talk to me about the difference, because this is still just a metaphor. Is that right? God is beyond gender.
He's beyond gender. He's a point of light. So
exactly.
Yes, he doesn't have a gender. But the reason why we say mother and father is with the mother, we receive support, and with the father, we receive strength.
I see.
But first, that there is this love of the mother,
mm-hmm,
that there's this feeling of belonging, that however I am, whatever I am, I belong to him. And so because of that, so both the relationships I just call parent, but
right,
both the relationships really are slightly different.
So when you're thinking of God as mother, it is more in the comfort of being held, protected, cherished.
Yes, compassion.
Yeah.
And if I feel hopeless or disheartened about something, then
uh-huh,
I go to the mother to feel soothed.
Got it. And father is that of strength and the authority you get by being a subset of God of sorts.
Yes,
so,
and also an inheritance.
Ah, talk to me about inheritance.
The inheritance, when we talk about in the Brahma Kumaris, when we talk about inheritance, we are talking about knowledge, the knowledge we receive from him, spiritual knowledge,
mm-hmm,
spiritual powers, that strength, different strengths, and then also different virtues. So that is the inheritance we receive.
I see. So we're not waiting for him to die. This is, we get it as it comes along, right?
It's funny. No. He's eternal, immortal.
Good. But, you know, thinking about my childhood with my mother and my father, we had rules in our house. Are there certain rules that that God as parent has for us?
I would think so. You know, one of my experiences with God as the parent is that he gives equally to everyone.
Uh-huh.
Everyone. But I feel we receive according to our own capacity, according to the way we use the powers, and according to our own effort we make.
Yeah.
And so some of those rules really apply there, that, you know, I feel like when, as children, even if my parents, right, they really want the children to get along.
Yes. So getting along is a big piece of it.
A very big piece of it. And so there was this one time in our teachings that was the main thing he was stressing, is that as a parent, that's what you would want to see, that everyone is getting along, that there's no fight. And so as a global family, that we are not fighting.
I see. So peace is one of them, but it's not just peace of mind, but it's peace on the external plane as well.
Yes, and that there's no jealousy, there is no one-upmanship on people, all of those things.
Got it. I like that idea that God gives equally, but people absorb different levels of it. It made me think of recently, I went to the Dalí Museum, and I know that there are some people there that have studied Dali and appreciate it. And I realized that though we looked at the same paintings, at the same sketches, the same videos, there were people getting a whole lot more than I was. And I like Dali, and I have read some, but not at the expert level. And that's how the BKs are, I think, focusing much more on understanding of getting the virtues, living the virtues, understanding the knowledge. Is that right? Is that how
right,
you get more than maybe someone else?
Yes. You know, we feel like the central theme, you're right, about the BKs is it really is centered around God.
Uh-huh.
And my own personal view of things is that all our attitudes, our perception, everything on life, the way we deal with each other, the way we deal with other people, is really our experience and perception of God. And so if my experience of God, if I'm experiencing God as this really loving parent, then I will really have love for everyone. And that is my own personal view. It's, you know, it's, I don't know what it's called. It's closer to ethnocentrism, or not ethnocentrism, theocentrism. Yeah. But my own personal feeling is that everything depends on it. And so when I found the BKs, it really gelled because it was centered around God so much. And such a loving, giving God, which had a whole whole thing. There was a whole set of things for it. It was not just a small little piece. There was like the whole knowledge about God was there.
And you, I think I remember you telling me one time that when you first met the BKs, you actually went in as an agnostic and suddenly felt this overwhelming sense of God's presence. Is that
right? Right. It was interesting because it was the first day. It was the first day, and before that, it was not that I didn't really believe in God. It was not like I was an atheist, but I wasn't really thinking about Him too much. Uh-huh. I was okay with it, you know. I wasn't giving it too much thought. Uh-huh. I went to learn meditation, and then suddenly I had this experience of Him as my parent, more uh-huh. than anything else, that He's my parent, that I found my parent.
Got it. And you one time told me that it felt like being adopted by God of sorts was even more special than having always been a child of God. Explain that.
Right. You know, I always felt that there was, in the beginnings of the teachings we used to hear, and even now, but I used to feel such a spiritual high because there was that you're adopted. You're adopted by God. You're adopted by God. And I used to feel such a spiritual high because I always felt that if you're born to someone, then you're just born to them. But if you're adopted, you're actually specially chosen by your parents.
Uh-huh.
And so that feeling of specially chosen by God, not that I'm the only one chosen.
Right,
but
right. But that is from the standpoint. You know,
it's a very personal thing. It's not, I'm not saying I'm better than, but it's a very personal thing of that feeling of being chosen by God.
So within that being chosen, there's something that the BKs say about everyone, let me see, every soul is loved by God according to his or her own specialty. What does that mean?
That each of us has gifts.
Yeah.
And that when God looks at us, he just loves us. And he looks at that gift and he loves us. He does not look at any of the weaknesses.
So each of us is unique and God is looking at us as just wonderful.
Yes, but the uniqueness is also, he's looking at the unique gift. He's not looking at the unique weakness. And so the love is coming to us based on our gifts, and that everyone has gifts. And it's only on gifts. There's kind of like a blinders on with our weaknesses, that there is nothing, there's no focus on the weaknesses.
So being judged by God is totally foreign to the BK way of thinking. Is that right? Judged badly by God.
Right. I feel we do get corrections, but the corrections come with so much love as a parent that you don't feel like it's a judgment.
Uh-huh.
It's like a parent would correct you, that you want them to correct you.
So within that, feeling the love then means that there should never be any hesitation to communing with God, to feeling that, to going into meditation and saying, here I am.
Yes, yes. You know, it's interesting you should say that about hesitation, about having a relationship with God, because many people I've noticed, especially in the West, they seem to have a kind of a hard time with parents, that there is, like, it seems to be the fashion to blame parents for everything. But over time, that because of having that relationship with God as a parent, that their own feelings towards their own parents have healed, that there isn't any bitterness now after a few years of having that relationship with God as a parent, there's no bitterness towards their own parents.
Which is a really nice payoff for many people who have that.
Especially
bitterness.
Because I feel many times adulthood is nothing but getting over your childhood.
And
many times so many people carry such deep imprints, negative imprints about their parents, that it really is such a nice thing to look at.
Absolutely. Well, even parents or any, quote, enemy that we created in our minds, it's the forgiveness piece may be the most freeing thing we can do in kind of a selfish way, in that it frees us. It doesn't even necessarily affect the other person.
Yes.
So, but loving God in the BK way that we're using it right now as parent really makes the whole family dynamic a little bit smoother, or a lot smoother, I would imagine.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Yes, I would agree on that, it is a family, that mm-hmm. even though we operate as a university, even though we operate as an organization, inherently it is a family. And the first feeling of belonging is to the Father. And uh-huh. that was my first experience. Whoever I am, however I am, I belong to Him.
I like that. Whoever I am and however I am, I'm feeling that comfort of my experience of God.
Yes.
Talk to me about the term Maya and what that means, because that's a little foreign to most Western cultures.
When we talk about Maya, we talk about Maya in two ways. Mm-hmm. One is the very subtle negativity. For example, if I'm getting angry, visibly angry, that right. is a visible form of anger. But inside I have a subtle envy, I have subtle dislike, subtle uh-huh. conflicting thoughts with this person, that person. And that dialogue which I have, internal dialogue, uh-huh. is Maya, based on the vices.
I see.
Based on the vices, if I'm like, oh, I don't like that person, but I'm not saying anything externally, there's yeah. a dialogue going on. That is Maya. And the other part of Maya is the illusion that it presents, the illusion the vices
right.
present. That if I'm angry with, upset with someone, to just go tell them off, I feel good. So it's like there's an illusion about it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, probably doesn't make you feel good long-term within that.
Exactly.
Which is, again, the illusion.
The illusion.
Is putting you in a different direction.
And so those two aspects are Maya. Uh-huh. So illusion and, but also the very subtle dialogue which is based on the vices.
Yes.
And then what I've noticed is, especially when Maya comes to me, mm-hmm. that I go and hide with God.
In, uh-huh.
I feel like, even though He's a point of light, and I'm a point of light, that I hide in His lap, in His
mm-hmm.
And I feel this sense of real comfort, this compassion, this comfort, this strength that comes from it. And I've noticed that even Dadi Janki, who's 95,
uh-huh.
really...
And one of the top people in the BK.
Yes, the eldest
right.
of all. And she also really, like, she's such a child when it comes to God, how much she uses Him and how all of those things. And I was thinking, for a parent, even if someone is 100 years old, they're still their children.
Right.
And I feel that's how God feels towards us.
Of
is
course,
that
yeah.
however old we are, whatever we are, that we are His children.
Got
and
it.
That's His first thought about us, that they are my children, I have to come and I have to give them an inheritance, I have to give them self-sovereignty.
I picked up in your feelings with God is, it's almost like a one-to-one relationship. In fact, you've described it that way to me, that it's understanding that everyone's equally special, it feels like you're superbly special.
Yes, yes, I do, actually
without comparison
do.
To others.
without comparison. I really do, I do. And I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but I really think I am special.
We won't tell.
and it's just a feeling I have in meditation. And it's just something that I can't shake off. I always felt that,
yeah.
that I am His specially beloved child.
So within that, there's you feel great, and here, this is out of BK quotes, royalty, love, and regard. Talk to me about the royalty part in this last
minute. Yeah, I was sharing with you how I feel like He's taking care of me with such royalty.
Yeah.
I feel royalty here doesn't have the bad rap of a gilded cage.
Right.
But that it's like just like a princely child. Like
uh-huh.
I'm like everything I need, everything is taken care of, and it's given with so much respect and so much love that I feel that kind of sustenance from God. That
Got
as
it.
A parent, He's taking care of all my needs. I don't have to say anything, I don't have to ask anything. I just have to be His child. I have to remember with determined thought that I'm an heir, and especially an heir apparent.
And in that sense, then, it makes it easier to love others. Nice. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.